Hello and welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. On January 23rd, 1941, Charles A. Lindbergh, a national hero since his non-stop solo flight across the Atlantic, testifies before the House Foreign Affairs Committee and suggests that the United States negotiate a neutrality pact with Hitler.
Mr. Lindbergh, is it true that on the night of your previous flight, you, who now suggests we be neutral towards Hitler, ran into a man who was flapping his wings and flying through the air and wearing a dull-colored and difficult-to-see cape?
He was dressed up as a crow. It wasn't my fault.
Just because his superhero costume was a crow doesn't mean you have the right to fly into him, Mr. Lindbergh.
It's a crow. No one misses crows. It'd be like he dressed up as a pigeon.
Are you saying he should have worn brighter clothing when flying through the air?
I think I can handle this.
No, I'm
time-traveling President William Henry Harrison. The problem here is Lindbergh couldn't see him because he wasn't wearing bright colors. That's why the plane flew into him. Case dismissed.
Like a bright red armband, for example.
I think that you're disrespecting the Quakers in our community who aren't allowed to wear bright colors.
All right. Quiet in the court. I've made my decision. On the count of neutrality towards Hitler, I rule yes. On the count of Lindbergh being at fault for hitting that crow, I rule no. It is everybody's responsibility to wear reflective clothing at night, not the driver's.
And from that day forward, people driving at night used to make a game of hitting people wearing dark clothing. So you should always remember that not only should people out at night walking wear reflective clothing, but as a driver, you should try not to hit them either way. This is This Day in History on WHRW, Binghamton.